This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Tubonge Tax, your all-round podcast on taxes. Here we unpack the tax myths, jargon, and provide you with information that you need to stay ahead on tax matters. I'm your host, Alan Madoka. Now, today we are joined by Sabiha. Sabiha is in the Post Parcels Office, which is part of the Customs and Border Control Department, which is, of course, part of the Kenya Revenue Authority. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sabiha.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks for hosting me.
So, Sabiha, now a lot of people bring items through the post, and that is the main topic of discussion today, specifically post parcels consignments. So maybe to get us started, what is post parcels consignments?
Thank you once again. Post parcel consignments are consignments that pass through the postal office. These parcels include online purchases from platforms such as eBay, Amazon, AliExpress, and these packages are sent through the post office. The mode of freight varies, that is EMS and the normal freight. EMS is a bit faster than the normal freight.
Okay, now how does one track their consignments?
Immediately after dispatch of your consignment, you're issued with a tracking number. You can input this tracking number in the postal website and you can be able to track your consignment.
Ah, okay. Now, once you've ordered your package and you've shipped your package, how do you know that your consignment has arrived at the post office?
From the airport, all consignments are received at the City Square Post Office. Once your parcel arrives, customs, together with the post office, sort your consignment. Those that have no taxes are released, while those that have taxes are put aside for assessment. Once that is done, the postal corporation will notify the client that the parcel has arrived through an SMS.
Wow, that's quite efficient. Okay, now, once that is done, how does a taxpayer pick up the parcel?
The client can come to the postal office, inquire about the parcel. The parcel is retrieved and forwarded to customs, and the client opens the consignment witnessed by a customs officer and a postal officer. The customs officer assesses the consignment and the client pays the duties via M-Pesa or bank upon being issued with an F-147. Thereafter, customs clears the consignment and then the client pays postal charges, which usually is 175 plus any other storage, if any. Once that is done, they can take the consignment.
Ah, okay. A relatively easy process then. Now, speaking of taxes, what are the taxes payable on these consignments?
Before assessment, the client produces the transaction value or invoice or the declared value. If they have none, the officer does the valuation according to similar or identical goods and calculate the taxes on the given value. Therefore, taxes is calculated on the value of the items. Different items attract different rates. For instance, the import duty from 0%, 10%, 25%, up to 35%. VAT is 14%, excess duty 10%. Or calculated depending on the item, import declaration form, that is IDF, which is 3.5, and RDL, which is 2%.
Ah, okay. What is RDL?
RDL is Railway Development Levy.
Now, Sabiha, what if your parcel goes to a different address other than City Square or GPO? For example, let's say I'm in Mombasa, Kisumu, or any other town.
Mombasa, Kisumu, they have customs officers on ground, which they use the same process to clear your consignment. For other branches like Jamia, Machakos, all items come to City Square. Assessment is done by the customs officer at the City Square and witnessed by an officer from Posta. Once that is done, the owner will be notified by Posta on where to collect the parcel, that is the address that they've given, and the customs charges will be payable at the point of collection.
Do I have to pay taxes on a gift?
Yes. Gifts are not exempted from taxes. And valuation will be done by the customs officers and taxes calculated on the value.
Why are some items valued so highly?
Valuation depends on the declared invoice value or the value declared by the customs officer based on other earlier similar consignments. Some importers input very high invoice values to get reasonable insurance payments in case of loss or damage. Unfortunately, when the assessment is done on these values, the taxes due become very high. Therefore, it is prudent to declare the correct invoice value to avoid high taxes.
That is quite key information. So if your item is worth $2,000, or say it's $2,000, don't say it's $5,000, $6,000, or $7,000 just because of the insurance. Otherwise, you'll pay more taxes. That's quite interesting to know. What if the owner disputes the tax values?
The owner requests for reassessment. He has to bring in the original invoice or proof of payment of the items. Then we will recalculate the taxes based on his values.
Now, what are some of the items that are exempted from paying taxes?
We have several items exempted from taxes. For instance, medicine. However, one must present a doctor's prescription, and the consignment must be cleared by the Pharmacy and Poisons Board, that is PPP. Food supplements, however, are not medicines, and they attract excess duty, VAT, RDL, and IDF. Other supplements attract all the latter taxes plus 25% import duty. Items that make work easier for persons with disability are also exempted. However, it is good to note that not all items for persons with disability are exempted, but those that aid in activities. They also need to present PWD certificate from the National Council for Persons with Disability to enjoy the exemption. Diplomatic cargo is also exempted, and one has to present an original Pro-1B approved by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Some items require special permits, e.g. seeds. If you import seeds, you need approval from the CAFIS board. Medicines, as earlier said, you need approval from the Pharmacy and Poisons Board. Drones, you require approval from the Kenya Civil Aviation Authority.
Wow, that was a very, very insightful episode of Tubonge Tax. Especially with, you know, the big holiday season coming up, I'm sure a lot of us are online looking for their Christmas gifts and trying to order them in earlier. Thank you very much, Sabiha, for joining us on Tubonge Tax.
Thank you too.
Well, there you go. That was another insightful episode of Tubonge Tax. And thank you for listening. KRA has made it easier for you to file and pay your taxes through a mobile application known as the KRA M-Service app. Download the app today from the Google Play Store. For more information, visit the KRA website at www.kra.go.ke. Until next time, goodbye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.